Hello and welcome to this reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. It is Christmas Eve and it's the fourth week of Advent. So we're going to light our Advent candles. So we light our candle for hope, peace, joy, and love. We recognise that Jesus came to bring hope, joy, peace and love into the world. Now throughout Advent we've been considering how Jesus' coming disturbed life for the people around him. He disturbed the ordinary lives of Mary and Joseph to make room for the miraculous to occur, with the birth of Jesus to a virgin. He disturbed the prejudices and social norms, allowing everyone to be welcome, as demonstrated by the shepherd's presence at Jesus' birth. He disturbed corruption and injustice by coming as the true king who establishes his kingdom of justice and peace. And this week, we are continuing to see how Jesus disturbs ordinary life by looking at the Magi, the wise men that came to visit Jesus. We will see how Jesus disturbed their routines and ordinary lives so that they could find true meaning and purpose. We're going to hear from one of the Magi as we consider how they were disturbed by God and how he challenges us to be disturbed by him. Hi, let me introduce myself. I'm Melchior. I'm one of the Magi. You may have heard of us. After all, we are well renowned for our wisdom and knowledge. We are astrologers. We gaze at the stars and study what they can tell us. I have studied all my life to become one of the Magi, and I still study. There is so much to know, so much to understand. But I'm getting off track. I wanted to tell you about the new star that appeared, bigger, brighter, and more beautiful than I have ever seen before. It is a sign of something truly significant. I've been reading the stars for years, and I've never seen something that has affected me as much as this. Normally, I will see something in the stars and just make a note of it on the papyrus, or I will inform others about it. But this time is different. This time, I need to see what is going on for myself. I don't normally travel that much. And I certainly don't normally travel due to something I've seen in the sky. After all, I've got things to do here that demand my attention. I've got a family to look after, to provide for. I've got a job which requires so much of my time. I have my responsibility to the community. I've not got time to go gallivanting off to wherever the stars say there is something interesting happening. But this time I have to. I know it. This is the sign of the birth of someone amazing, someone who is going to transform the world. I don't even know how I know all this, but somehow I know this star is going to show me something amazing. I don't know how, I don't know who. I've been seeking and searching the skies for something amazing, and now here it is. I don't know what all this means yet, but I want to find out. I need to. So the Magi, who were they? What did they do? Matthew doesn't give us much detail about the Magi. We know that they came from the east, or more specifically, from the direction of the rising of the sun. We know they visited Jesus at some unspecified time after his birth, coming to a house that they were staying in to worship him. And we know they followed a star to find the baby Jesus. But other than that, Matthew doesn't tell us much about the Magi. However, using other sources, we can make some educated guesses and assumptions. It is likely they were Zoroastrians, who as part of their religion studied stars and gained an international reputation for astrology, which at the time was widely respected and a highly regarded science. The Magi's study of the stars pointed them to the birth of a new king. This star must have been spectacular, as it showed the Magi that not only was a new king being born, but it was one that they needed to interrupt their normal lives to go to find and worship him. When I look at the Magi, I'm always impressed by their openness to being disturbed by God. These men were not like the others we've looked at so far. They weren't Jewish or even part of the Roman Empire. They were from another empire, another religion. And yet they chose to follow a star, to go and worship a king of another country and another religion than theirs. It is amazing, really, that they ever went to find Jesus. And yet they did. I often wonder, what was it that made them go? I think firstly they were open to being disturbed by God. But what about us? Are we open to being disturbed by God? Are we willing to let him guide us in whichever direction he wants? Are we looking out for the signs that God is speaking to us, that God is moving in and through us? The Magi saw the sign in the stars, even though they were not Jewish and knew nothing about the Messiah. They were still seeking for signs of something important. Are we seeking signs of things important, of God acting in the world? How can we open our hearts to allow ourselves to be disturbed by God? Now let's hear from the Magi again. Having seen the star in the sky, we immediately went to work, trying to figure out what it meant. We managed to discover that this star was proclaiming the birth of the King of the Jews. How did we discover this? Well, I'm not revealing that to you. That's part of the secrets of the Magi. We are known as wise men for a reason, you know. It's because we know stuff. So anyway, we set off in search of this child to go and worship him. We followed the star all the way to Judea, and we knew we were on the right track. So once we got to Judea, we headed straight to Jerusalem, because that is where any king of the Jews would be born, of course. We know this stuff. We're wise men. Except clearly we're not that wise. We should have paid more attention to the star, because as we headed towards Jerusalem, the star headed in a different direction. We were no longer following that star as precisely as before. But we were so sure of ourselves that we didn't check. We just headed straight for King Herod's palace. We got to the palace, expecting there to be a child for us to worship. But the king was perplexed when we asked him, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews?" He looked at us like we were mad. There was also something else in his expression. A flash of something went past, as if he was trying to control his reaction, as if he was disturbed by something. I wasn't sure at the time what the emotion was, but I know now. It was anger. Pure, unadulterated anger. But I didn't know that at the time. Herod got together his scribes and found out where the child was supposed to be born, and then he sent us on our way to Bethlehem, of all places. And lo and behold, the star that we were following went ahead of us. I wish we had just continued following the star and had not trusted our own intellect. We believed we knew everything, so we went with our assumptions that the child was in the palace. I can't help but feel like our confidence that we knew it all contributed to what happened next. All that pain of mothers losing children throughout the city. So the Magi were open to being disturbed by God, but they still had confidence in their own skills and abilities. They trusted in their intellect and experience, which told them that kings were born in palaces, of course. We would probably all make that assumption. But that meant they were no longer looking for guidance from God, no longer following the star that was trying to lead them to Bethlehem. They instead headed towards Herod. How often do we trust in our own strengths and abilities instead of trusting and relying on God? How often do we trust that we know what we're doing and where we are going instead of asking for God to lead us? It's so easy for us to follow our own plans and ideas, but Jesus' coming shows us that we need to trust in God's guidance because we cannot save ourselves. We cannot direct ourselves. We need God to show us the right paths. The story of the Magi heading to the palace to find Jesus shows that when we trust in our own wisdom, we head down the wrong path, and that can lead to dreadful consequences. Because the Magi followed their own ideas, Herod found out about the birth of Jesus, and this led Herod to try to eliminate Jesus by murdering the children under 2 years old. Now, when we rely on our own wisdom, it probably won't lead to the slaughter of children, but it will lead us in the wrong way. We need to learn to trust in God and turn to his guidance and wisdom to show us where to go and what to do. Because it is only with God's help that we are able to walk the best path for us. Let's hear from the Magi again. After recognising that we had screwed up by going to King Herod, we finally got back on track by following that star. I must admit I was feeling a little sheepish and humbled. After all, I'm supposed to be a stargazer to pay attention to what it was telling me. But never mind. We finally found the place where the child was. Now, I know we went there to worship the child, but honestly, I was just intending to make a show of it. I didn't truly think I actually needed to worship a small child. I mean, who does that? But when I saw him, I was overcome with awe and wonder. There was something about this child that told me he was going to change the world. I still can't put into words how I felt or how I knew he was special, but immediately I felt humbled. This was no ordinary child. I found myself on my knees, bowing before him. I had even stopped to think. This child was special, beyond compare. We presented our gifts and the mother seemed to treasure them closely, almost as if she too knew how special her child was. We've come back to our own land now, back to the busyness of ordinary life, back to family, work, community. But things are different. I'm different. I feel like meeting that child has somehow changed my life. I don't know who he will be when he grows up, but I do know that he will be spectacular. Now, I don't know for certain if the Magi were transformed by meeting Jesus, but I'd like to think that no one can meet Jesus, worship him, and leave unchanged. Jesus' presence disturbs our lives because when we truly meet with him, we are transformed, and we continue to be transformed. How is God disturbing your life? How are you being transformed by God's presence with you? Will you allow God to disturb your life and lead you and direct you? Will you lay aside your own ideas and listen to God? And will you allow God's presence to change you? Let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you that you sent your Son into the world so that we could be closer to you, so that we could be reunited with you, restored to our relationship with you. Father, help us to allow you to break into our lives, to disturb us from our slumber. And God, I pray, help us to lay aside our pride and our own ideas and trust in you. And Lord, ultimately we just ask that we allow you to transform us, to continue to transform us so that we reflect your glory more and more every day. This we pray in your holy name. Amen.